Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Three times.
Boom shakalaka.
John, a man who covered the Atlanta Chiefs inaugural season.
And Hugh, who just keeps it real.
I'm good. I got pants on.
Let's get your day started, Atlanta. This is John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And welcome. It is 5 o'clock in the morning somewhere, including here at the Kia Studios. John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Big game for the Hawks tonight. Hugh Douglas, what is up?
Good morning, Atlanta. Good morning, John Fricker. How's everybody doing? Hope everybody had a wonderful, what was that yesterday, Tuesday?
Yeah, Tuesday. Yes, it was Tuesday. I got a request from a listener. At this hour of the morning, his name is Mike, and he says, "What happened to Grand Rising?"
Grand Rising, Mike.
There you go, Mike. You happy? All right, good. Well, we do have a big game for the Hawks tonight. The Hawks are back in action, and given all the drama that has surrounded this team over the past 48 hours or so here, a big game for them against the Knicks, where once again Trae Young is back, where they love to serenade him, Hugh. Where at one point he took a bow, where they were spitting on him. I don't know that he's the most hated guy in New York, but boy, he right at the top of that list.
You got to respect the fact that, you know, you're at a Yankees game and, you know, the
Yankees
chance to break out, you know, we love Trae Young. They didn't say that, but you can get out. You get the idea where I'm coming from with that.
Yeah, CeeLo. You just go CeeLo, dude. Full CeeLo. So Trae Young is back. Our coverage tonight begins at, I want to make sure I get it right here, 7 o'clock. Tip is at 7:30 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game as we cover the Hawks and the Knicks big game tonight and moving on from that. The other thing in New York, of course, is that the Phillies and Mets, as we watch the waiver wires today and see what's going to happen in terms of the transaction wires, in terms of what's happening at the winter meetings in San Diego, man, they're spending like crazy, those two teams. And Braves fans, I noticed this on the Twitter, are sitting around going, hello, are we going to do anything? It's like Alex Anthopoulos sitting back, letting the first wave go through. But boy, the Phillies went out and spent another, 70-some-odd million to get Taiwan Walker yesterday.
Yeah, they went and got another pitcher, another arm. They went to Bolster to go with Trey Turner. Yeah, I mean they're doing a lot because they had a taste of it and they want to keep it going, you know. They got there and now they want to win it.
Yeah, you know, they're spending money like left and right and right and left, and of course the whole Verlander thing, which is really sort of interesting. The shade that Kate Upton threw at Hal Steinbrenner and the Yankees. I don't know if anybody out there caught it, but when Verlander signed with the Mets, his superstar model wife threw shade at the Yankees by coming out and saying that. We went to the other – I love this one too, Hugh. She said, we went to the other New York team. We actually turned down more money from the Yankees to sign with the Mets because the Mets fans don't boo their own players.
Do you believe that?
I don't know that she understands Mets fans.
I mean, listen, I'm all for it standing by your man, but sometimes you just, need to stay in your lane a little bit, maybe just a little bit.
You played in New York. Is there a team that is?
Yeah, I don't think like she needs
immune?
To stay in LA. Like it's like I understand. I applaud the young ladies that attempt to learn the game, and I applaud the ones that are very very outspoken. But sometimes, like by you being outspoken, it just leaves everybody looking like, dang, you know, that's pretty bad.
So yeah,
just,
I mean,
yeah, just leave that one alone.
I mean, you really turned on the Yankees for the Mets because you were afraid.
I don't believe that turned out more money. I don't believe that.
Well, and I know that's just what she said. I mean, as it turns out, he got $43 million. I mean, it's not like he's hurting. 2 years and $86 million. 2 years and $86 million for Verlander. And then Trey Turner gets $300 million from the Phillies. Now Taijuan Walker goes from the Mets to the Phillies. He gets out of, what is it, 75, I think, maybe? Something like that. I want to be accurate here. But the point is that those two teams are spending like crazy. $72 million for Taijuan Walker.
Thanks.
Yeah. For 4 years.
7-2. 7-deuce.
And by the way, Phillies fans, all you Phillies fans out there, this isn't necessarily bad news that Taijuan Walker stays in the division because the Braves kind of own him. But yeah, the Braves, and what have the Braves done? Nothing. And nothing. You know, you're sitting around here, we're still, wait a second, we still have to resolve Hugh Dansby Swanson, we still have to resolve Marcell Ozuna, you got to resolve left field, you got to resolve shortstop, maybe catcher, you know, in terms of what are you going to do long term there. What are you doing with Kenley Jansen? They haven't done anything. Are you a little concerned about the fact they haven't done anything? Or are you just, are you okay?
As a fan, you're concerned because you're looking over the fence. You're looking right at somebody else's yard, and they're putting all the little lawn care stuff on their yard and everything. I mean, but your lawn has been tried and true over the last couple of seasons. You know, you are the class of the division. That does not make anybody feel good. I know that because you still have some things out there that need to be resolved. Like the Dansby Swanson situation. I think that's going to get resolved. I think it is. And if it doesn't, then, you know, you start to look around and kind of wonder, you know, because you got some new moving parts out there. But I think with the success that they had this year with the young players, that they feel confident, like whatever they do, that they're still in the driver's seat.
Let me ask you, because I'm kind of curious. You know, two fronts on Dansby. I don't know, and so I'm, like a lot of Braves fans, I'm a little bit nervous about this. I know that you could sit here and break everybody down and go, well, you know, he had a bad end of the season at the plate. You know, he's great in the middle of the year, but at the end of the year, he strikes out too much. But at the same time, he is a stellar defensive player. So, you know, that counts for something. Are you comfortable, Hugh? Would you be comfortable from what you saw from a young player like, Vaughn Grissom? Would you be comfortable
nope.
if, yeah, that's kind of what I feel too.
Nope.
Yeah, I'm not so much comfortable.
I mean, I would be comfortable with somebody who's been in there and has had, you know, had his star has risen. No, I'm not. No. Mm-mm. I understand that you've done a lot of tremendous things when it comes to young players coming in and being contributors and things of that nature, but no.
Yeah,
no.
I'm not either. So, and we're going to get into that at 6 o'clock this morning. We're going to open up the phone lines a little bit early today and be talking to you about the Mets and the Phillies and what they're doing and what the Braves so far aren't doing and, you know, kind of your concern level about whether or not the Braves haven't been able to keep up with the Joneses. We'll get into all that, like I say, at the 6 o'clock hour this morning. We'll do that. There was another big upset at the World Cup, and there have been 1,000 of them, I know. But Spain is out. The team that, I don't know, a couple of games ago during the knockout stage looked like they might be the team to beat. And they are out. Knocked out by Morocco. Boy, the African countries, Hugh, have had a tremendously good tournament. You know, and so Morocco knocks them out on penalty kicks. So there's that part of it. Here's the other part of it that got me thinking here. When the United States got knocked out, I got to be honest, as much as I love the sport, and I do, I kind of started to check out.
Kind of. I was wondering why you was asking me and telling me about Morocco. I didn't care. I stopped watching when the U.S. went down.
Yeah.
That was the last soccer match that I watched. It's funny because I was thinking, I'm like, damn, A, probably the only one still watching soccer. I mean, because, like, just that level of interest is funny. When it comes to us Americans, if we're not in it, I think that, like, I know that there are some people that are still watching, but I'm not one of them.
I'm not either.
I'm not one of them.
I mean, I admit, you know, depending on the matchup, or maybe not, I might watch the World Cup final, just because it's the World Cup final. But
I will say this: there's a big time matchup coming, and look, they're all kind of big time. But England and France are scheduled to meet up. I think some people, more people than say, watch Spain-Morocco. We'll tune in for that game.
Well, when's that match?
No, we tied with England, right? We lost to the Netherlands.
Right. Right. I think that's Friday, but it could be Saturday.
Yeah. No, okay, that's Mbappe against Kane. I get it. I mean, they got star power. It's two old rivals and two of the top four teams maybe in the world, maybe even two of the top three in the world. And it's a shame they're on the same side of
that's
the bracket.
That's Saturday, by the way, at 2. I mean, that's a pretty decent window. There's not college football with the exception of Army-Navy. I think people are going to tune in for England.
Oh, no, I think people are going to tune in. Don't get me wrong. I'm not talking about other people. I'm talking about how, you know, I saw this, you know, you sent out, oh, Spain is knocked out. You sent it. Here's what happened. We have a show text. And then and Abe sends out, oh, Spain is in trouble. And then all of a sudden, Spain is knocked out. I'm like, oh, okay. I didn't even know Spain was playing. The United States went out, and I kind of went, all right, I think I'm done.
Netherlands, Argentina on Friday. I mean, there's still some good matchups.
Oh, I don't know. They're great matchups. And as a soccer fan, but my interest level went, oh, it dropped like the testosterone in a 62-year-old guy. I mean, it fell off the cliff. Not that I know what that's like.
That's quite a personal reference there, John Fricke.
Not that I know what that's like. So once that happened, you know, the afternoon's freed up. And so that's part of the problem, Hugh, is that my afternoon's freed up and the honey-do list came back out. Do you have a game to watch at 2 o'clock today or 10 o'clock today? No. No 2 o'clock game.
You got to force your way. Sure do, hon. I'll be in a man cave.
No, I'm not watching. Flat out. No, when the U.S. went out, I was done.
I want to speak to that for a moment. Because you're right, John. It does feel like there, whatever momentum, a lot of times you look at soccer and the World Cup and you want to carry that momentum, right? It helped birth the MLS. It at times it lifted the league up. Same with the women's game. Doesn't feel like there's going to be that boost when this thing ends.
Well, the good news is the next one's here.
You're building towards it, so it's
naturally the build up once we get to 2024 and we start to get to the first kind of touch of eliminations and group play or qualifying I should say in late 2024 that's when the build up.
But you're right. It doesn't feel like as many people are watching the random matches this time around as it did in previous World Cups. I mean, I was at a soccer game. I played soccer last night.
How'd you do?
We won. It was the semifinals. We upset the number one seed.
And you're the keeper, right?
Yes.
And how many goals did you allow?
One.
Oh, wow. That's like, yes. That's near, yes. Clean. Okay. That's tantamount to a clean sheet.
I actually tipped just the nick of my fingertips, the ball that did go in.
Have you ever saved a penalty kick?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, multiple times. We actually won on penalties a couple seasons ago.
Oh, there you go.
Saved 3 out of 5.
Congratulations.
Thank you. but back to the point. I was at the game trying to talk to people on my team, other teams that were – no one was watching. And these are people who are soccer people. They weren't watching a World Cup today. And I mean, I guess they have regular jobs and work. It's an excuse, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
Watch on your phones.
Yeah, right. But again, with it here, and then, of course, that'll be some of the big news that we follow over the next few months here. Is, what will Atlanta get? Group stage, we know. Will they get a semifinal? I'm 100% certain they're going to get a semifinal. And then the big question to me is, will they, Hugh, get the media center? And I know that people go, why do you care about the media center? Dude, that's 2,000 or 3,000 reporters and television networks. And
yeah, that's a nice little get, if you can get that.
I mean, forget about the hotel rooms at all the restaurants for the run of the World Cup that putting that many people at the World Congress Center would be, and the straight dollars into the time. When all you're talking about and every place says Atlanta, 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 the billions of dollars of free advertising for the town, oh, yeah. So that's why you want the media center here. It is the Morning Show with John and you on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hawks do have a big game tonight. Madison Square Garden. Can they get that kind of, ugly taste of a bad loss to Oklahoma City out of their mouth? Can they kind of start to move on a little bit from what happened with Trey the other night? And can they beat the New York Knickerbockers? Landry Fields is the general manager of the Atlanta Hawks, and he was on with you and I yesterday, and we talked about this miscommunication between Trey Young and head coach Nate McMillan and how he views it and how he looks ahead to this game tonight against the Knicks. We have that. We'll play it for you as we continue on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Morning show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hope you're having a safe drive in. There's a lot of fog out there. Did you run into fog this morning, Hugh? A little froggy?
I mean, yeah, everybody ran into fog this morning. It's foggy. It's a foggy day.
Do be careful out there. Just give it a little bit extra time. And I guess what I meant was, did you run into, like, because there were a couple of patches in the back roads on the way in where it was really, I mean, the interstate was okay, but in the back, I couldn't see 2 feet.
I didn't have to ride the back roads. I'm not that far from the city. Yeah. I'm like in, you know, Sandy Springs.
Right. So just do be careful out there if you're out there because, you know, fog is a nasty thing here. Hawks do play tonight, and will it be clear sailing in New York? And this is the kind of game, Hugh, that the Hawks will win, you know.
You know what? I was told a long time ago by Ron Jaworski, winning salves all wounds, like, seriously. And I think that for this to be, if Trey wants this story to go away, you know, and he wants to keep his business private, I mean, the best thing you got to go out there and do is just have a monster game, and then the story goes away. Then it's not a big deal.
And he has had monster games on this stage. We both lived in New York. I know that the Knicks have not been good for, when was the last time the Knicks were running any good? I mean,
I remember when I was there, like in 90, maybe, 94, no, 95.
Is that Charles
96?
Oakley?
Yeah, that Oakley was there. Yeah, because I remember seeing Oakley at the airport. And
The beginning of Linsanity? Or was he there yet?
In 95, 96?
No, it was way too soon.
Was he still in school? He wasn't even, was he playing in the NBA?
This was like the John Starks era.
John Starks
was there because NBA Jam was
you're
still.
Not, you're not in the era. Abe.
NBA Jam was still live. It was alive. It was live. The game was jumping.
94, 95 was like your Ewing, Oakley,
The end of Andrew Patrick's, kind of toward the end.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. But it's been near 30 years. Okay. I guess that's the point. And Hugh, you were there when it was jumping. I still, for all of this, I still think that the old Boston Garden, the new stadium, the Staples, I don't even know what the hell they call it now, crypto, whatever, the old Forum. That this is still the biggest stage in the game, Madison Square Garden.
No, it's the Mecca. I mean, there's no secret. It's the Mecca, and that's how guys feel about it. It's the Mecca.
And so the Hawks, who have had a lot of success with the Trae Young era in the Mecca against the Knicks, go in tonight. Again, our coverage starts at 7. Now, yesterday, late in the show, you and I had a chance to talk to Landry Fields, general manager of the Atlanta Hawks, about all of this that's going on with this team, trying to come off that win over, that bad loss in the fourth quarter at home to Oklahoma City. And, of course, the big story, which was Trae not showing up for the previous game and the miscommunication with the coach, and that's how we began the conversation when Hugh asked Landry about how a miscommunication between Trae and the coach like this happens.
It's an unfortunate part about sports, and the reality is it happens in a lot of different places where you have humans, you're going to have messiness at times, and relationships are hard and they require a lot of work and a little TLC every now and again. So, something like that, it's an unfortunate part about how things like that do get out. I'd be lying to say it doesn't happen. I'm talking in general here, more often than not. And it's just part of the business, right? We're in a high demand, pressurized situation in sports, and things grow to what they do. So it's something that we've addressed head on, internally, and we're definitely ready to move forward and get ourselves back on track. Because, when you bring it to the basketball component about last night, we've got a lot of work to do on that front. So these are the things and the distractions that we have to clear up quickly so that we can get back to the main thing, and that's win a basketball game.
You talked about, not letting things kind of leak out here. How difficult is it to whatever happens in the locker room stays in the locker room? How difficult is it to cap stuff like that?
Well, I mean, right now it's actually more challenging than ever, right? Because, as with anything, we're human, and we enjoy and need connectivity with others, and we talk. And in this age where something could leak and a tweet can happen, and all of a sudden it ignites this whole fire, it's harder, right? Because more and more people are now exposed to that type of stuff. Whereas before that whole thing, it's like things kind of die out because there's only so far of a reach that it could actually get to. So at this point in time, you're talking with your staff, you're talking with the players, talking with everyone that's in the organization, and just trying to create a culture where, this is a we thing, and we handle these things internally, and, we do our best to try to make sure those things stay internally, we address those. But it's a challenge, man. It's something where we always have to be mindful of that kind of stuff. And it's better to just not have situations like this in the first place. But, I would be naive, and it would be unrealistic to say that they don't happen. Because as I said before, this is just the nature of human relationships. And we kind of wrestle through them, and then we grow. And that's where we're at right now. So got a data point where we can look at and find a growth opportunity here and try to make the pathway forward.
Everything, coaches worked out, Trey's worked out, this has worked out, and we're moving forward and we're past this?
Yeah, that's exactly where it's at. It's something that we've all, as I said before, handled and addressed internally, and just trying to find, a point where we could be better, in our communication and in our relationships with one another, and taking those steps and having a plan in place on how best to do that. So we're in a better spot than we were, and that's the good news. So all moving forward and getting to where we ultimately want to be.
Landry Fields, general manager of the Atlanta Hawks. What is it that you look at and say, okay, this is where we have to be better? Is it defense of the paint? What, they get 58 last night in the paint, something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it end of game situations? Is it not playing down to your competition level? What is it that this team has to overcome now in order to maybe get on a run?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely the first part. It is something where we have to contain the ball on the perimeter. And that just keeps the integrity of our defense. And it keeps the other team out of areas where they're going to have a higher probability of success on each possession. So we've got to value each and every possession. You know, everyone kind of looks at it as like the entirety of the game, but if we can break it down into these mini games where every possession is a game in and of itself, and we treat it as such, you know, typically the more wins of possessions you have, you come out with a win at the end of the game. So it's something where you can't take anything for granted, especially in this league. Guys are just too good. You got to be locked in every single moment of the game. Got to continue to, you know, to move the ball. There's a rhythm that happens, and there's a feel and a chemistry when that ball touches other players and just kind of keeps them engaged and locked in. And, you know, that is all part of it. You know, you can run some of the best plays in the world, have the best ATOs, and your playbook could be phenomenal, but there's that component of making sure like guys are staying locked in, they're focused, you know, they're sharing the ball with one another. They're guarding their yard, as we call it, and making sure that they're doing the things that they need to do individually and buying into their role to the best of their ability. And then that's when the collective unit comes and we have greater success at the end of the game. You know, like last night, like our fourth quarter just seemed like we kind of lost it and sort of died out there a little bit. Energy got low. Not sure if that was something where we needed to, you know, look at, like, just how tired guys were or whatnot. But, you know, for the most part, this is the NBA. This is the nature of it. And we got to be our best in those situations, especially towards the end of the games.
That is Landry Fields, general manager of the Atlanta Hawks. Again, Hawks and the Knicks tonight with our coverage beginning at 7:30. Steve Holman will be calling the game from Madison Square. And our Mike Connie is going to help fill in because of what happened with Bob Rathbun. He's going to help fill in with Bally's. He's up there in New York to help out there. And we wish Bob again.
Way to go, Mike.
We wish Bob the very best and a speedy recovery and all that kind of good stuff in returning to the mic for the Atlanta Hawks. Hugh, how big a game is this for the Hawks tonight to try to move on from all what we just talked about?
I think it's huge because of the storyline. You know, if you continue to lose the way that you've losing and fumble the bag in the fourth quarter, then, you know, they're going to ask, is there some chemistry things here? Because this is the thing that you got to understand is that even though the story's about Trey, there's also another underlining story about some chemistry issues that are going on with this team. And if they don't go out here and take care of business tonight, then, you know, there are probably going to be some more stories surrounding or some more questions surrounding, you know, what's going on between you and the head coach. So you want to try to put that to bed. You know, like I said, winning salves all wounds.
Yeah, because right now this team is not, you know, it's sputtering, I think is a fair word. I mean, they're not hitting on all cylinders, not on the court, not off the court, not in any way, not the way that we had hoped that by, 25 games in, nearly a third of the way into the season here, that they would have been. Because you had said at the beginning of the year, and Hugh, you were absolutely right, 20 games to get it all kind of settled. Well, you know, we got 20 games, and then it kind of became a little unsettled again. You had the injuries to Collins and Hunter, and by the way, Landry Fields did update us, and it didn't sound like it was anytime soon for either of those guys. Just letting you know.
Hey, one thing about this as well is that, because we're going through it here with the Hawks for sure, let's not lose sight that they are still the 4 seed in the East. And look, there's a very tight gap between, say, the 4 seed and the 10 seed, right? 2 games. But they are right there. Mm-hmm. I mean, what's been disappointing to us because of high expectations, it's still pretty darn good start to the season.
Better than it was last year.
Right. And look, they're only 2 games above 500.
Oh, no.
But they are the 4 seed. They're right there.
You know, 56, 57 games to go.
A good week where you go 3-1, you're the 3 seed. So, let's not lose sight of that either.
No, and I think what we're all trying to do is get this team on the same page. That's what we're hoping for. You know, everybody row it in the same direction, Hugh. You know how it is. Everybody rows in the same direction. You know, if you got a personal issue with the coach, okay, you got a personal issue with the coach, figure it out and just kind of row in the same direction.
Yeah, that's what everybody's trying to figure out now. If there is something going on between him and Coach McMillan, the Trey Young that he is, and his teammates.
It is the Morning Show with John and Hugh. Again, Hawks and Knicks tonight. Big game, then the Hawks will play Friday night against the Nets in Barclays Center in Brooklyn. So back-to-back up there in New York City. Next up, though, we have Hugh's World.
Yes, well, I'm going to talk about this show that I found yesterday, and I'm going to try to get Abe. I'm going to try to talk Abe into watching it. Pretty good. And
a TV show?
Good luck. And I'm going to tell you how I found it. All that on the other side of Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This unique can only develop in one place. The mind of Hugh Douglas.
John said it this morning, triskaidekaphobia.
This is Hugh's World.
Habanero? I got to say it like that? Habanero? How about I just say habanero?
On John and Hugh.
TMI, but underwear is not a part of my daily regimen.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
So yesterday I was kind of like, you know, looking around the internet, and I saw a couple of stories about this young lady. Her name is Jenny Ortega. Jenna. Ortega, who basically, she gained like 10 million followers on Instagram in like 10 days because of this role in this television show that she played in on Netflix called Wednesday. I thought that was pretty intriguing. And she also, like, it was a bunch of stories that went on before I actually started watching the Wednesday show. And one of the other stories was she had a dance scene. I thought she was going to do, like, it's a really good show. And Abe, if you haven't started watching it, you need to watch this because it's really, really good.
Is that the Addams Family?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And so, like, there was a scene, well, one of the first scenes that they shot for this movie that I read about because it was controversial was the dance scene. And I thought, like, honestly, I don't know if anybody remembers the Addams Family when we were growing up, when Wednesday used to hit that dance move where she used to be, like, twisting her little legs or whatever. I thought that was the coolest thing ever. I thought she was going to do that. It wasn't that. It was not that. But it was still very, very interesting. Like, basically, this takes the Addams Family to a level where it takes a deep dive into Wednesday and her character and how she is. She's basically at school. She goes off to a private school where a bunch of other misfit kids go, and, you know, special children and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And she becomes like, it's kind of like, what is it like, Abe? First of all, have you seen it?
I actually just started watching this myself.
How do you
Wait,
feel about
what?
It?
I'm like
a TV
halfway
show?
In, like halfway through. It's a like eight, maybe eight episodes.
Yeah, it's
I think.
Eight. It's eight.
I think I'm on like four or five.
Get out.
I know. I have time now somehow. But don't worry, like I'm still only gonna pick and choose. You know, don't act like
was,
I'm jumping into TV
was,
show after
this
TV show.
This was pretty
show.
Good. And the reason why I started watching this, and that was one reason, was because people started following her because of that dance routine. Because of that dance routine that she did, that's how she got 10 million followers on Instagram in like 10 days. And another thing, she was kind of controversial too because a lot of people got mad at her because during that dance scene, she had COVID. Like, and people were upset that she didn't test positive, but they felt that she had it, but they shot the scene anyway.
Oh, the actress, not the character?
Yeah, no, the actress. The actress had COVID. And she put everybody at risk, or everybody was mad about that or whatnot. So, yeah, I thought that was pretty interesting. But I tell you what, this takes a deep dive into like what Wednesday is, and it has a little bit of a spin from the movies and everything. As a matter of fact, Christina Ricci was the young lady that played Wednesday in the movies way back in the day. I thought that was pretty cool. And Catherine Zeta-Jones plays her mother, Morticia, and Luis Guzman is Gomez Adams. And the big lady, General Phasma? She played in Game of Thrones. The big blonde lady, the tall lady, that the giant's bane was trying to smash in Game of Thrones.
Oh, Bria
Toth. Yeah. Well, she was also General Phasma, right? In the
yeah, she was Phasma in
Phasma,
in,
Phasma, whatever in the Star Wars.
Yeah,
That's a tall lady. But it was really good, man. I recommend it. And I'm glad, Abe, that you got out of your comfort zone and start watching it, man, because this one is pretty good.
It's really just a time thing. And so here's the deal. For the moment, I stopped playing my computer game, right? I haven't played in like a month and a half just because the game got stale.
Because you got a roommate.
No, the game got stale.
No, he was
Wait a minute. Can I just say something? Because I think this correlates exactly when you got a – how long your roommate been there?
3 weeks.
So about I like how you did that. You tried to trip me up with the math.
If you'd like, I can go back into my Discord messages and prove to you that I.
I like how you tried to trip me up. You said a month on one hand.
No, a month. Weeks. I haven't played in like a month and a half.
Or not a month and a half.
Right. I can go through the Discord messages.
So since you've had a roommate, you haven't had a chance to play.
No, I've had plenty of chances.
So do you understand where I'm trying to go with this? Why you dancing around this?
I'm literally telling you what happened. The game got stale. I think they're wiping possibly tomorrow for a game refresh, and I will be picking it back up.
As a fellow gamer, can I tell you when I stop playing video games?
When your console breaks?
Well, usually when I'm dating. It's been a while, so I've been playing for a while.
No.
But I'm just saying, usually that's what happens because
game gets stale.
No. It's not the type of games that we play.
The type of game I play. We
play loot and shoot.
Yeah, but it gets stale when
you walk away for a little while, but you still go back to the loot and shoot because it's still intriguing.
Yeah, waiting for it to wipe. That's my whole point.
Because it's all the game. Because you know what? Hey, Destiny set reset yesterday too, and I started my loot and shoot campaign back again. But what I'm trying to say is this: you're trying to get off the subject now.
I'm not at all. I'm very, very.
You keep wanting to infer these things
that are not true.
I'm being Zach Klein right now. I'm being aggressive.
Except I've answered the question multiple times.
No, you didn't.
No, I actually did.
Not to my liking.
I stopped playing before she moved in, and I will be picking it up as soon as they wipe, which could be tomorrow.
So that's what you're going with now.
So that's what's going to happen.
So basically,
you want me to post video on Twitter of me booting my PC back up?
Normally, you don't have time to play video games when you're dating. That's the point that I'm trying to make.
Well, if I don't have time to play video games, how do you think I have time to just watch miniseries?
Yeah, because you don't watch it together.
Because I'm not dating. No.
No, because she wants to watch it.
Watch it together.
No. Yep. Not a thing.
Exactly.
So.
He's right. No, you want to watch it.
I mean, that's a great premise. That's a great premise.
No.
But that's not what's happening.
Has she cooked for you yet?
I think that's the actual truth.
She hasn't cooked for you yet.
No.
Has she offered you the dinner?
No. What? No.
She haven't offered you to go to dinner? Like, hey, let's go to dinner.
No.
Y'all just two ships passing in the night.
Midday, but yes.
You're just two ships. She's just staying there, and y'all no interaction at all. Y'all just hanging out. Right.
She's offered to walk Chipper. That's about the extent of it.
Oh, sure. See, that's the start. That's what I'm trying to get at.
Everyone likes Chipper.
That's the start. Well, yeah, Chipper is a
most
nice
people
dog.
Like Chipper more than they like me. So,
so understandable. Yeah.
But now I'm just saying, man. That's normally. I'm just telling you as a friend. That's normally how it happens. You know, you stop playing video games because
you watch too many rom-coms, bro.
I do not watch.
This is not a meet-cute situation.
This is not a man that you see before you that watches any
kind of rom-com. It sounds like you know a lot about how it's supposed to go.
I've been
I know the Maven makes you watch some rom-coms. I think Hugh's into them.
Yep.
I don't watch a rom-com.
Sounds like you are.
You know what? That's probably the problem. Why? Because when I do date and they try to get me to watch rom-coms, I look at them like they're crazy.
You know why? Because nothing that happens in those movies are realistic.
No, it's not. It's not. It's like what? Two people happen to meet and they fall in love? No,
yeah.
that don't
meet cute.
Like that.
Yeah.
No, that don't work like that.
But when are you guys going to get into Tulsa King?
I watched two episodes of Tulsa King,
right?
And I know that they. You know, it's funny. I was talking to my doc yesterday. I was at my doc yesterday, and I was talking to him, and he's a his friend works on Tulsa King.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I only watched two episodes. And the last one I watched was the one where he stood in the middle of that circle mm-hmm. and they couldn't hear. That made me want to go to Tulsa and see if that was true. Outside of that, I'm not watching
well,
Tulsa.
Well, I'll tell you this. You know how it starts kind of, you know, like a lark, and it's kind of, you know, funny, and Stallone's a little funny, and it's like a kind of a joke. Well, I see where they're doing with this. It's sort of like Fargo. It's turning dark.
I didn't even finish watching the first new season of Yellowstone, because that got a little like it's certain shows that when you watch them, if they don't grab you right away, like even though I am fully invested in Yellowstone, that first episode didn't grab me. Like
this
it
is the problem
have.
With old movies too, Hugh. Like a lot of older movies, if you try and go back and watch them now, especially if you either have never seen them. But even if they might be considered classics,
mm-hmm.
if a movie doesn't grab me in like 20 minutes, like I'm out.
Yep,
I'm not waiting 50 minutes for the action to get going.
I know. I'm with you. We have a 20-minute rule at my house. You know, if you're watching a movie or a TV show, 20 minutes.
And I know that they're trying to develop the characters and everything, because I thought it was pretty cool how, you know, the interaction between the cop and Sylvester Stallone and everything. But it's like, dog, get to the good part. Kind of get to the good part. Well, even in Yellowstone, they introduced some new characters.
Right.
That I'm just not feeling right now. Maybe I need to just be a little bit more patient and watch it, but I'm not there yet.
This dude Taylor Sheridan, is he winning? I mean, he's got all his shows. Yellowstone, that 1883, he's got 1923 coming out with Harrison Ford. He's got Tulsa King, he's got Mayor of Easttown. Have you ever seen Mayor of Easttown?
I started watching it.
Oof, dude, that is a serious show.
I started watching
it. Well, and the last episode of last year, the prison, oh, my God. Whew.
Well, that's it. Wednesday's pretty good.
On a Wednesday.
Day-Day, if you didn't see it, you need to probably check it out.
Yeah, I'm going to check it out.
Would my wife like it?
I would probably say no. Oh. I mean, you know, I don't know. I would probably say no, though, if I had to take a guess.
Morning Show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 90, time the game. All right, here's where we stand. We're going to open up the phone lines early. We want to hear from you at 404-741-0929. Want to talk to you about what's going on in San Diego. And the question on the table this morning is, with the amount of money that they've spent, have the Mets and the Phillies passed the Braves at the moment in the NL East? Are you concerned about them buying their way to dropping the Braves to number 3 in the division? Next with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Now, your game traffic. 92.9 The Game's Traffic Center, brought to you by Bader Scott Accident Attorneys. Call Bader Scott 404-888-8888. That's 404-888-8888.
Hey, 74 with ATL Traffic Lady. Good morning to you. Had a crash for you out there as you're traveling 285 on the north side, heading over by Peachtree Industrial. Make quick work of that so your travel lane's open for you over there. Still trying to finish up that construction. 85 north out by Cleveland Avenue, a single file to the left to get yourself by. From the Game Time Traffic Center, I'm Stephanie Stallworth on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand.
Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.